Good morning, good morning, good morning. Day 52 of the trip, Friday. It is indeed Friday. And it is Friday the 21st, day 52 of the trip. What you just heard there was some sort of military plane flying over my hotel. It looked something like a C-130 Hercules, but I can't be sure. It could be from the local Air Force, or indeed even the US Air Force, I'm not sure. But it just flew over my head. I was wondering, because I'd heard a plane like that a couple of times fly over. Just left the hotel room and I looked up and I thought, what's the type of plane that is? Ah, it's military. Okay. That might explain it. So, a hot morning here in Singapore. It's just coming up to 10 a.m. There are clouds overhead, so we might get a little bit of a storm later on. We'll have to wait and see about that one. Now, last night I tried rather unsuccessfully in trying to get some food that I like. If you know me well, you'll know that I'm a meat and potato sort of guy. I don't eat Asian food. I don't eat a lot of food. So something like a chicken place or a steakhouse would be ideal for me. None of which I was able to find easily last night just walking on the street of the hotel. So I was a little bit depressed last night, and I'm like, I wish I was back in Japan, I wish I was back in America, I wish I was in Canada. You know, it's not that I hate Singapore or anything like that, and you know, I've got a few days here, so I'll get to know where a few more things are. But it's going to be interesting, and thanks to the interweb this morning, before I left the hotel, I had a bit of a sleep in. I found that there is a KFC relatively close, and I also found out the KFC deliver, so I'm going to have to try that out at some stage. They've got a special delivery offer at the moment, 10 pieces of chicken for 19 Singapore dollars, which is too bad. And also I found, in the opposite direction, I also found a steakhouse, probably about a 10-minute walk away from the hotel. So we'll see how we go with that one. So I'm in the process of walking towards the KFC. It's near the main postal centre, actually. So I'm pretty close to that according to the map. Have to love the interweb. What did we ever do before the interweb? Yes, we went out, we explored and we looked, and last night I did go out and explore, but I found that sometimes you do need a little bit of guidance, and the interweb was my guidance this morning. Google and Google Maps were my guidance. So I can spend more of the time going to where I want to go and doing what I want to do, rather than, you know, wander aimlessly around. And so that's what I'm planning on doing today. Is that the same plane again? Where is it? I've arrived at the Paya Lebar station, just around the corner from the hotel, and there's a huge advertising banner on the side of the wall here 5 new MRT lines will connect more people door to door. Our rail network will double in length when the downtown, Thompson, Eastern Region, Geelong Region and Cross Island lines are completed, putting you within minutes of the nearest station. We'll keep improvements going and together we'll get there. And that's from the Land Transport Authority, who I presume oversee everything like the roads and the rail and everything like that. So, interesting that there's 5 lines under some sort of construction. We'll have to, of course, fact check that one. But that's very interesting indeed. We're going to continue to head towards the KFC. I'm just passing the station now. I walked back this way from the east-west line platforms last night, so it's not a total mystery to me where I'm heading, for the moment at least. Certainly feels good to be back in the shorts and the thongs, let me tell you. Winter has well and truly disappeared, thankfully. It'll be interesting to take some sort of notice of when the sun goes down. I haven't looked into that. And it will also be interesting to see if we get a storm this afternoon or not. Now, according to a brief look that I had at the weather stats for Singapore, the main monsoon season is over, thankfully. Expect a top temperature today of about 31 degrees. Quite a few cars out, and there's the above ground east-west line. It's actually good to be able to see the side of a train without it being totally enclosed, you know, in a tunnel. There's lots of buses. Lots of buses as well. I'm going to have to get a ride on one of those double-decker buses, which there's plenty of them. And just looking on the map from yesterday, or looking at the map of where I went yesterday and where I could possibly be going today, there's a lot to see around my local area, without necessarily needing to go downtown. There's a lot of construction going on. This area has there seems to be a lot of residential, and, you know, being such a compact city and compact country, really, there's a lot of high-rise. I was talking yesterday about the little nuances of particular places. I was saying that while I know I'm in a foreign country, there's enough that's vaguely familiar to me, and then you've got all the local nuances after that. Now, having said that, one of the interesting things that I've noticed on some of the vehicles, primarily small vans and trucks, and there's one that goes by now, they've got a couple of stickers on the back. One is in yellow, and on this Toyota open back truck, it says six packs, P-A-X, yellow sticker, black writing. And on the other side, it's a black sticker, white writing, 70 kilometres an hour. So, PAX is an abbreviation for passenger. So what they're saying is that that Toyota open top van, which is like an open air people mover, is limited to six passengers and 70 kilometres an hour. Now, obviously, I've seen vehicles like that, you know, the white work vans and that sort of stuff that you see around all the time. Now, back home, they're not limited to any particular speed, you know, they just have to do whatever the speed limit is, and they're capable of doing more than the speed limit, as anyone who has seen a white van around will testify. But it seems strange around here that they are limited to certain speeds, and the speeds seem to be different. Like, I've seen some that are reduced to as little as 60 kilometres an hour. The basic speed limit around here seems to be 50 kilometres an hour. Now, it's just seems strange to me that they actually do that. Seems strange to me that they do that. There's obviously some sort of safety reason that is behind that. But it just seems strange. While we're talking about things that are a little bit strange and a little bit different to back home, let's talk about the traffic lights and crossing the road. Okay, I've pressed the button for the pedestrian crossing, and it's exactly the same sort of button that I'd see back home. I am waiting to cross the road, and there's the red man facing me. Traffic will be stopped in my direction shortly so I can cross the road. Now, I'm not sure actually how well we'll hear this because it's a busy intersection. one of the many interesting things that I have noticed is the way that some of the streets are numbered here. I'm at the corner of Payarabar Road and Unos Avenue 5. Now, 5 isn't, in a way, a route number. Like you'd have Route A4 back at home, or something like that, or an M4, or an A32, or whatever the case may be, or an Interstate 5, or a US Highway 101 in the States. It's sort of like the way that in America, you might have like 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and you know, if you navigate your way using that, you can find where you're going. But this is Unos Avenue 5, and looking at the map, if I head in this direction, the next road I should come across in this direction should be Unos Avenue 4, and then Unos Avenue 3, which is where I need to go, because that's where the KFC is. So many beautiful women here in Singapore, my God. That struck me as strange. So if you just say to someone, like a taxi driver or someone like that, oh, I need to go to Unos Avenue, if they're worth their salt, they should ask you, which one do you want? You know, there's just not one Unos Avenue in this area. There's obviously at least 5 of them, if not more. No problem. It's a very narrow footpath, and there's me heading in one direction on foot. There was another guy heading in another direction on foot, and also a cyclist heading the other direction. So the other pedestrian and I move aside for the cyclist. Okay, that's what I need. I need a map. Okay, yes, I'm heading in the right direction. Oh, it even gets more confusing with these Unos Avenues. There's a Unos Avenue 2. I haven't seen Avenue 1 yet. Avenue 2. Avenue 3, Avenue 4, Avenue 5, so I'm heading in the right direction. 6, 7, and it gets more confusing because there's also a 7A, an 8A, a 5B, there's a 6, there's a 7, there's a 4, there's a 3, and what even makes it more confusing is Unos Avenue 3, which is where I need to go. But there's also Unos Road 3. Very, very confusing, but that's where I need. Oh, hang on. No. I needed to go to Unos Avenue 5 and then down. I'll head under the train tracks to Sims Avenue, chuck a left into Unos Avenue 8, and then chuck a right into Unos Avenue 3. That's what I'll do. Know exactly where I'm going now. Yeah, this was the exit where I left the train yesterday on the east-west line. So I go underneath the railway line turn left at the lights, left again, then first right. Easy. I've actually walked a little bit further than I should, but I'm in the same general area. So as you can probably tell by that example, the numbering system for people who don't live here is very, very confusing. For those people who do live here, probably makes perfect sense for them. But, it doesn't make sense to me. That would be like having, in the one small area, 10 Castle Ray streets, but with different numbers in here, or different letters. I noticed no one's actually, and I'm a little bit surprised about this, no one's had a bit of a sookie lala about the amount of audio boos that have been posting to Twitter. So what I've been doing is I've been, like for instance, today's day 52, so this will be Expat American Circle day 52, Singapore AM walk, and I think I'm up to about Echo. I'm numbering them or lettering them after the phonetic alphabet. So nobody's been having a sookie-lala, surprisingly, about the number of those posts that are going up. And of course, if there's a link, well, it's up to you if you click it or not. It's not as if I'm sending these all to AirPod subscribers right now, and you must download them right now. Eventually, you will hear this on AirPod as part of a larger episode. But I hope those people who are listening in pretty much real time are enjoying it. So much construction going on around here. Okay, that's Yunos Avenue 8. So I need to turn left here, go back under the railway line. Oh, there's Subway. Oh, this looks like another entrance to the the Paya Bar station. There's Subway, there's McDonald's. Here's a train arriving. It's interesting to note here, I've just come across a sign from the local police, and it's a big sign. It's about chest high on me, and it's basically a black and white background, and it says crime alert, theft of bicycle reported at the vicinity. And it's one of those sliding things where you can take the categories out, you can take the signs out, and you can replace them with something else. So you can replace it with something else. So today it might be theft of bicycle. Tomorrow it might be assault or something like that. You can change the sign. Theft of bicycle reported at the vicinity. Witnesses please call Geelang NPC 1800 848 6999. And you can change the contact information as well, depending on, of course, where you are. It just seems interesting that they've got a crime alert for a theft of a bicycle out. And so it doesn't say where it was, it just says, the sign just says in the vicinity. It doesn't say when the bike was stolen, what sort of bike it was or anything like that. So you would have really have had to have seen it to know what you're talking about. And the really ironic thing about this sign, apart from anything else, is that there is a bicycle right next to the sign, which is chained to a no entry sign. So that is rather ironic. Speaking of bikes, there's a double decker bike rack. Loading your bicycle, step one, pull the rack towards you while pulling, apply pressure downwards before pulling the rack down. Step 2, lift and place the front wheel onto the rack. Push the bicycle up the rack. Step 3, lift up the back wheel and push the bicycle onto the rack. And step 4, place the rack back to its original position. Chain the front wheel of the bicycle to the rack. And then you basically do the reverse when you take the bike down. But it's a double-decker bike rack. Quite handy for safe space saving and whatnot. And on the back of the crime alert board, it's a similar sort of thing, but a different language is on the back. I dare say that one of them's Chinese, one of them could be Malaysian, and the other one might be Indian, maybe. There's a big Indian population here, so basically the same setup as the sign, the English sign on the other side. I am here at the Singapore Post Centre shopping mall, so it's not just a post office or a postal sorting centre. There's a shopping centre here as well, and it looks like a good place to go where I can eat and not necessarily have to go down. Let me tell you who's here. There's Melaleuca, the Wellness Centre, the South East Community Development Council, Reading Town, Region Business School, Mind Edge Learning Academy, Gonga Cha, Tea Coffee Juice, Coffee and Toast, Friend Cafe, the Centre Management Office, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, London Weight Management, Singapore Post, or you'd want to think so, Deli France, Buzz, Parkway Shenton, the Shenton Medical Group, the Dental Practice Rehab Mart, DXing Acupuncture Medical Clinic, Waffle Factory, Home Office, Old Kang Chi, Smoothie De Cafe, Cut and Curl, Nikon Masa, Long John Silver's, Subway, Pasta Mania, McDonald's, KFC, Star Living, your ultimate lifestyle choice, Cosderma Wellness, Watson's, your personal store, KJ Optics, Believer Music, Popular Opens Your Mind, Kopitam, True Singapore Taste, Clock World, Unity, Bread Junction, Nail Worlds, A Beauty Wellness, Fair Price, The Teacher Developer, and the rest just a vacant store, so they've got like pictures of stamps on there or whatever, so they're vacant. So let's try and find the KFC store, B111. B could be for basement. Oh, there's McDonald's. So KFC should be right next door. Maybe. And I have found the KFC. Oh yeah. Okay, KFC is open daily from 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and their breakfast is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and they've got a couple of signs up. Be a part of our team. Cashiers, kitchen helpers, full and part-time positions available.
Channel 어크의 팟캐스트를 듣고 있다. 어크 팟캐스팅 2007년부터 되었으며 그 이후로 그 품질의 음악에 많은 시간을 전달했다. 및 무료로 모든 대화. 거기 되지 않은 매주 15분 음성 광고, 후원 또는 작업 호출 어크가 7년 기간 동안 재정 지원을 제공합니다. 2009년 이후 어크 약 25개국에서 세계 각국에서 팟캐스트 에피소드를 기록했다. 그는 항상 담을 위해 당신을 촬영하고 있다. 어크 당신을 위해 제공하는 콘텐츠를 즐기는 경우에 그의 개 일부를 사랑하고 당신의 친구의 개 보여주시기 바랍니다. 3. 포드캐스트를 유지기름 걸레의 냄새와 함께 주청구서를 지불하지 않습니다. 하지만 당신의 개서 작은 옵션 월별 기어 도움이 될 수 있습니다. 당신의 선택의 월별 기어를 만들기 위해 쇼노츠의 배틀트 링크를 클릭합니다. 참여자는 팟캐스트에서 제공되지 않을 것이다. 독점적인 어크 콘텐츠를 받게 됩니다. 이러한 기여는 어크 장비 및 자주 사용되는 채널 어크 스튜디오를 유지 도움이 됩니다.
You are listening to a podcast on Channel Erk. Erk has been podcasting since 2007 and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to Erk during this 7-year period. Since 2009, Erk has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content Erk provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive ERK content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help ERK maintain equipment and the often used channel ERK Studio.
देखो कुछ समझ में आ
रहा पूरी जी एक बार मैं खाया था वो भी मुझे ठीक लगा था पूरी जी फिर राइस टाइप का फील हो जाता
है। मत करो ना आज फिश खाएंगे आप नीचे आज फिश नहीं।
So I'm outside the KFC. Looks like breakfast is still going on. Breakfast is from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. and they're open daily from 8 a.m. till 10:30 p.m. So good, be part of our team. Cashiers, kitchen helpers, full and part-time positions available. We provide flexible working hours, uniforms and meals. They never gave me meals when I used to work at KFC, apart from, you know, divvying up the leftover chicken at the end. You had to pay for it. Training and development, career opportunities. Please approach a duty manager for an interview. Dear valued customers, due to the high demand of seats for dining customers, please refrain from studying in the restaurant at all times. Thank you for your kind understanding and cooperation. We are a halal certified restaurant. Only KFC food is permitted to be consumed in this restaurant. So I will be back in about 25 minutes, I'm guessing. They have blueberry pancakes and eggs with hash brown a la carte for $2.95. A riser meal for $3, including a coffee and some sort of muffin. Some sort of burger, I should say, and a porridge meal for $3.60. So the lunchtime menu, so to speak, isn't actually available yet. So just keep walking around. Lots of shops to explore here, and I don't have to go downtown. So in a way, this is a little bit like Tokyo, where you don't necessarily have to go downtown to get everything you need and to have all the sort of, you know, the local experiences. You can just come to a local place like this, you just have to find it. And it's right next to the train station too. Hey, overall, I think I picked a pretty good neighbourhood. I read on Park the Australian Frequent Flyer Forum and TripAdvisor and everything that the Geelang area is not a bad area to be in. So I think I've done well. And here's a good place to get a couple of photos of trains while I'm waiting. It's elevated here, over there's elevated, so there's basically on the same level instead of shooting up from the street. I think I'll be spending a little bit of time around here. Of course, I'm going to go downtown at some point, probably not today, but there's plenty to explore around here. Just another difference between home and Singapore. I'm at the post office at the Singapore Post Centre. their trading hours. My God, I don't know if this is typical of every post office, but these hours are phenomenal. Monday to Friday is 8:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. Saturday is 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. and Sundays and public holidays 10:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. Now, to compare that with back home, Monday to Friday are probably 9 to 5. Saturdays, if you're lucky, 8 or 9 until 12, and Sundays closed. And in the and inside the post office is a sign saying, thank you for your understanding and support during the December peak season. We truly appreciate your comments. 620 compliments in 23 post offices from the 19th to the 24th of December 2013. 250 management staff participated. Shouldn't they be participating all the time? And 978 man hours during lunchtime for that period, 19th to the 24th of December, so that basically the 5 days leading up to Christmas last year. Hello, I was in the wrong line. Do you have the Singtel prepaid high data cards? Which ones? The 7-day for 14 gig one.
7-day?
Yeah.
We only got the $15
one. Okay, because there's a sign over there that says that there's a one for 7 days for 14 gigs for about $28. No, the Singtel. Okay. Yeah, I only basically need the data. There was one there, 14 gigs for about $28.
$28.
Let me have a look. I actually took a photo of it so I can remember.
$28. Is it a top-up card?
This one here, the 7-day ultimate 14 gig data for $25.
No.
You don't have that one?
Yes.
Can I just show
Okay, so that's interesting. That's the second place that I've gone to that I've not a Singtel. Not a Singtel actual place. But it not a Singtel provider, but it quite clearly says on the sign you can get a seven day high usage data plan for 14 gigs of data for $25, and they don't have it. So if I did want to do that, I think I'd have to go to a actual Singtel store. But this seems strange that they have these things advertised, and then when you go to buy them, no, we don't have that. So why bother to have it on the sign? That's actually quite frustrating. So now I'm not in a massive need to have the data just for the short time that I'm here, but that's an amazing deal for like 7 days, 14 gig of data for $25. It's pretty fine. McDonald's have an interesting 60-second challenge. Our turn will turn the hourglass once your order has been finalised. We aim to serve your order hot and fresh within just 60 seconds. Please be our guest if we exceed 60 seconds. Interesting. And they are still serving their... They look like they're still serving their breakfast menu. They'll probably serve their breakfast menu until 11. Gonna go for a quick walk around, and then it's time for some KFC. You can go. That's fine. Hello. Can I please have 3 pieces of chicken?
Huh?
3 pieces of chicken.
3 pieces of chicken. What about the 3 piece meal? $9.50 for 1 week, 1 coleslaw, and 1 patty.
I don't want the coleslaw or that. Can I change those for fries? Chips?
You want to change the chips, ma? 30 cents more.
Ah, thank you.
30 cent more. One, 30 cent more. Two is 60 cent.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Original?
Yes, please.
Green Pepsi?
Yes, please.
Thank you. $1.90 your change.
Thank you.
Enjoy me for next day. See you again. You want the cheese sauce? You
want
the tomato sauce?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy me also.
It's the first time I've ever been to a KFC where they actually charge you to change the combos. Very interesting.